So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm picking up right where I left off last week, not just with a jaunty bed, but also as I left the studio last week, a text came in saying, what about Weapons? And
yes.
That was the film that I was leaving to go see right that moment.
Oh, so and your thoughts?
I bloody loved it.
Great.
I bloody loved it. This is... from Zach Cregger, who made Barbarian a couple of years back, which was sort of it was a horror smash, a lot of word of mouth on it, and his follow-up has sort of been shrouded in a bit of secrecy. Sold the screenplay for, I think, $10 million. Like, it was really off the back of the success of Barbarian.
Mm.
And structurally, maybe some similarities, although it also owes a bit of a debt to films like Paul Thomas Anderson's Magnolia, with sort of the multiple perspectives technique. It's not done annoyingly here, although, like, I kind of tend to think that's a bit of an overused device. But here, it lets him kind of gradually unfurl what the story of this film is. I went in knowing very little, and so I'm pretty keen to keep the listeners in the dark as well, because I think it contributed to such a good movie watching experience. But needless to say, the kind of setup of it is that there's a small town dealing with the aftermath of one classroom of children all disappearing at 2:17 a.m. one night and just running off. Destination unknown.
Oh,
individually.
Actually, I have seen
ads. It's really striking visual imagery. It's a kind of an easy sell off a premise like that, I think.
Yeah.
But what becomes unveiled by this film is a really great kind of dramatic horror. I found myself making a weird noise at one point that I haven't heard myself make before. So that says something. It was a bit. There were other kind of odd reactions happening from around the theatre. And I'd also note from this film a stand-up performance from Julia Garner in one of the lead roles. She plays the teacher of the classroom that all her kids disappeared from, except one.
Oh.
And why that is something that the film starts us getting interested in very, very quickly. Highly recommended. I went straight from that to an NZIFF screening of a film called Surratt. So within about 45 minutes of finishing this extremely tense new mainstream horror thriller, I was at a film festival screening of an even more intense and emotionally challenging film that starts in a rave in the Moroccan desert and heads off into a visually spectacular and emotionally crushing journey. Wowzers.
You put yourself through it that
night.
You
love to have fun.
You're a really fun person.
I just want to feel alive.
And sad.
It's a little bit of that.
And scared.
So Surratt, that's a recommendation of a title that if and when it returns to cinemas here from the film festival, would be well worth seeing. I see that it's dated for December in Australia, so that may give us some clue about when it might come back to cinemas here.
Mm-hmm.
Also saw Eddington. This was also played at NZIFF and has a general release on August 21st. This is Ari Aster's new film, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Pedro Pascal. And it's set in a small New Mexico town during peak COVID times.
Yes.
As you sort of see all of the different information bubbles the different characters live in kind of all just collide with each other. I thought a much more interesting satire than Aster's last film, Beau Is Afraid, although both films kind of literalise people's fears. I think maybe the subject matter was just a bit more interesting to me. My last NZIFF screening is going to be tonight, a late addition to the programme, a film called Exit 8.
Oh, yes.
I don't know too much about this. It's based on a Japanese video game. The NZIFF program claims quite possibly the first video game adaptation to premiere at the Cannes Film Festival. Exit 8 contains no jump scares and instead succeeds through a cumulative anxiety where we could be stuck here forever and that something genuinely horrific could eventually appear within the psychical space. Oh my god, I'm gonna have so much fun tonight.
More fun.
It's set in a Tokyo subway, and as I understand it, the game experience also is kind of this, like, you're stuck in this very repetitive seeming space with small changes that create the dread over time.
Interesting.
Which is so much better than a jump scare.
And speaking of things that go on for all time, the Infinity Sessions kicks off tonight.
Yes.
If you're not lucky enough to have tickets to one of these performances this week, there may be some lucky last ones. Although I know a bunch of these shows are sold out tonight. Well, you can watch these at home on YouTube by going to at the Infinity Sessions. These are the live performances happening at Roundhead this week and next. Tonight is Don McGlashan, Thursday Neil Finn, Friday the Beths, Saturday Tom Scott, and Sunday Liao. The bills are bigger than that, but I shan't read them all out.
There's a big long list.
It's so exciting. Such a good lineup of people.
Yeah,
crazy.
I stuffed up. And I'm not making it along. How about you guys?
Ooh, yeah, I'm not either.
We kind of have been homebodies.
Yeah.
It's been bad.
But guys, listeners, if you're in the live stream, make it up for us and be an interesting audience.
Please go have a life. For we do not.
Live for us.
We do not.
That's about it for me, other than to say I'm very excited to also start watching Alien Earth, which starts on Disney Plus today. This is from Noah Hawley, who adapted the Coen Brothers' Fargo to be a TV series, which I kind of thought was a bad idea, but turned out to be a really good show. So a lot of confidence and interest in seeing what he does to the Ridley Scott Alien universe in this prequel series.
Exciting.
More on that next week, I guess.
Yeah,
we'll get an update then.
And maybe I'll have escaped from Exit 8.
Maybe.
By then also. If I'm not here, you know, I'm in the Tokyo subway.
Oh, hope you make it out alive.
And hope you don't make any more odd noises.
Let's not do that.
No, none of those.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, Steve. It was so great to chat, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Real orchards use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.